Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Things are heating up on Daily Pop today. We have some major Hollywood feuds to talk about. But first, shall we start with something a little sexy?
We ain't gonna be feuding about that, honey.
No, we are not. Okay, Michael B. Jordan was just named People's Sexiest Man Alive. I feel like I've been waiting for this forever. Let's put up that cover. That's what I'm talking about. Looking good. Good choice. I think I called this a couple years ago. I thought he was going to make it a couple years ago. So I feel like it's taken some time, but we finally got it.
By the way, the nation, the world, America is divided on a lot of things right now. This is one thing that we can all agree on. Give this man the cover. And as the Dr. Fauci of sexy men, you know, I have 15 years experience sussing this situation out. I have actually been right 4 out of the 5 times guessing the cover. Blake Shelton threw America for a loop. But yep. I think that Michael B. Jordan was the perfect choice. There was no one else to give it to.
No.
It's true. It's true.
Definitely deserving of it. And it's so funny how he found out. The big reveal for this year's issue happened last night on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live. Michael said he was driving with a friend when he got the call from his publicist and manager. Watch.
They're on speakerphone. You know, who are you with? I'm like, I'm with Bryce. He's like, okay, Bryce's family. He can know. I said, oh, okay, cool. Because they keep this thing super
oh, yeah.
Like, under lock and key. And then they told me the news, and it was like, it was a moment like, oh, really? Like,
did Bryce immediately start making fun of you, or did he wait?
No, he at least waited till they hung up the phone, and then he immediately started, like, cracking jokes. I mean, that's the thing. When you get sexiest man, it's like, you know, that's cool to everybody else, but anybody that really knows you, that's just just another way they can give jabs to you.
Oh, yeah.
I can totally see that. Do you think celebs secretly love getting this title?
Morgan.
Or do you think they find it embarrassing?
Listen, I think, first of all, I think the way he described it is perfectly. I think it's an honor. It's obviously something that's been going on for many years. It's definitely not something that's negative, but I think that when people know you intimately, know all of your sides, like how awkward and dorky and goofy you can be, and then you get sexiest man alive, I'm sure that your friends give you a hard time about it. Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of pressure.
It is
a lot of pressure. Like, for a year, you can't miss a leg day. You can't be caught eating a carb. Those shirtless photos better be on point because I think people are going to hold you to that standard. It's almost like that Vanity Fair, like, Young Hollywood issue.
Yeah.
Like, if you're the girl who doesn't make it to the next level on that cover, people are going to be like, ooh, what happened to her?
Well, you know, I remember Blake Shelton talking about this whenever he won. He's like, it opens up the door for everybody to argue why you're not maybe the sexiest man in their eyes.
So, not a hard argument right there.
Brutal.
Justin,
I know I'm being shady this morning, but
wow, it's a Wednesday for Justin. Jesus, Blake is sexy. I think Blake Shelton's sexy. He's got his country thing going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I also point out one thing that I thought was really weird? And maybe this is a hump day, but can we put up that cover of Michael B. Jordan again on the cover of People magazine? They picked the least sexiest photo
right,
of him.
I know.
It's like, girl, come on. If I'm going to be paying $4.95 for this issue, probably 3 copies, give me something to look at.
I'm actually with you on that one. I've seen better photos of him. I don't understand why they, out of all the photos that we just even
they went with
guys.
A very serious photo. It's very serious. It's not the most inviting photo either. So I guess that was a really good call out. But maybe inside there, we're showing some
Well, this isn't People's Most Serious Man Alive. That shit would have went to who? Who was the most serious man alive?
What?
Who's the most serious man alive? Chris Pine.
Yes.
Chris Pine is not.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think that was a great choice.
Chris 100%. Pine is very serious.
Well, the gloves are out. Moving on to a feud down Hollywood. Supermodels Naomi Campbell and Tyra Banks are back in the ring for round number two. Okay, so their feud reignited after Naomi shared a post from thethings.com that calls Tyra the real mean girl.
Oh. Damn.
Wow.
Damn.
So these two have had a long-standing rivalry, and let's not forget this moment from 15 years ago when Naomi appeared on the Tyra Banks show. Remember this?
Just a couple of weeks ago, I was at home looking at her pictures, and now I'm in a fashion show with her. But Naomi, do you remember what you said to me?
That now, said something awful and cruel.
Awful.
What did I say?
You said, I heard you talking about me.
Which I do. I hear everything from everywhere.
Yes. No, but no, you said you heard me physically. You were right behind me. You right. heard me talking about you. You called me the B word, uh-huh. and you said, and we have a photo shoot to do in Anguilla, and it's not going to be pleasant if you're talking about me like that.
I probably did
and
say that.
Why did you say that?
Because I probably just heard the tail end or just thought it must be negative, which it wasn't negative, so now it's something new. So I'm really sorry.
Oh, wow. Gosh, Tyra really went for it whenever she had that talk show, man. She loved those moments. She was like Wendy Williams energy whenever Tyra had that talk show. So can you believe this feud is still going on?
Oh, 100%.
100% after that?
Naomi at this moment is like, you know what? I don't have to be the bad girl anymore. Like, I am done with that modeling thing. I can now be myself because, let's be real, Naomi was as much of a bad girl as Shannon Doherty. Like, they wouldn't last one day in the hood. But I think now she's like, I can say that I was bothered by the fact that everybody thought that Tyra was the angel in this situation.
Well, yeah, 100%. I mean, even in that exact storyline, I mean, if Naomi, if I was standing there and I thought somebody was talking crap about me, and if I'm about to like be working with them, then I don't know, I might be inclined to say something as well.
No, you wouldn't. You'd just be passive aggressive for 2 years.
Okay, anyway, so Naomi Campbell is an icon, and
did I lie?
No, we're doing well Wednesday. So Naomi's an icon. I have to say, Tyra threw that at her. Tyra threw that at her, everyone at home. I want you to know that. And Naomi handled that very well. Her face did not flinch. She apologized. She took the high road. I would have been like, you stupid ass, to do this to me on your show. By the way, this is probably at the very beginning of the career. Of both of their careers, and Naomi probably was, you know, more popular and put her in her place for a second. Like, most people would do that, I think.
I think Morgan would have handled it with, if this really happened to you, I think you would have handled it with a joke and then literally just hated that person forever.
Are like, you that's nuts?
Like everything else I do. I'm like, she wasn't that, I hate that bitch.
She, by the way, exactly. She wouldn't have never went on that show. She would have banned everyone on this set from going on that show. And anyone else who worked at NBC could not go on the Tyra Banks show.
This is not true. My alter ego on television is so much more interesting and fantastic than I am in real life.
She is.
I've been in sweats for 5 months.
She really is.
Literally.
I know. Okay, well, let's talk about another big feud making a comeback. This one is between two guys. We got George Clooney versus Russell Crowe. Now, Justin, I know you're into this one, so give us a little backstory.
All right, girl. In the GQ Men of the Year issue out now, George actually brings up that Russell called him a sellout way back in 2005. Yes, I said it right. 2005. It was out of the blue, and Clooney thought, where the F did that come from? So then George fired back by making fun of Russell's rock band. Oh, my God.
Oh, don't make fun of the rock
band. Not good.
Then Russell Crowe sent him a book of poetry to apologize. The reason why I'm so obsessed with this whole story, it's because I've been saying this for the longest time. Straight men are the pettiest people on the planet. They might hide the petty a little bit better than most of us on the show, but straight men is petty. Like George Clooney, you sold a tequila company for $1 billion, you got two kids and a wife, and 15 years later, this is still on your mind?
Well, I mean, you know, nobody likes to be called a sellout.
Out of nowhere. I think that it's not even that what he called him. It was that it was literally he was minding his own business. And for Russell to just make these comments literally just for no reason. And Justin Clooney's a very well-liked celebrity.
Right. Apparently, like, that's what Russell Crowe thought was you, so
just, I can't believe he would do commercials. Okay. And that just makes him so pompous.
All right.
Brow. Yes. And I'm like, oh my God, Russell, like, that
Russell,
just makes
worry about
you
your own
right.
Worry about your own rent.
Yeah.
Don't worry about George Clooney's rent.
Nobody wants to hang out with that guy.
No.
Like, you know, that's going to make fun of you for making the coin.
That's like him saying that he's doing TV 15 years ago. You know what I mean? And now he's all over television.
100%. I will say, though, I will be going to the next award show season waiting for these two to meet up in a room, because I'm not gonna lie, when I saw Merk Burnett and Tom Arnold fighting that one time at that after party, it looked like two cats trying to get at each other, but it was still exciting. Not that I condone violence, it just was so weird to see two celebrities going at it. I mean, there was more testosterone in the Cardi B Nicki Minaj fight, but I would be down to see them like meet up somewhere and handle this.
But he sent him a book of poetry.
Yeah, bitch. That's not gonna cut it, okay? You're calling me a sellout.
What? Okay, let's say here. You guys get in a fight with someone and you get a book of poetry. What is your feelings about that? To me, I'm just calling you pompous once again.
Yeah,
like, don't you dare send me a damn book of poetry. Am I supposed to read this and feel like I have this different look on the world? Like, it's like, to me, poetry is supposed to speak to you about seeing beautiful things in the world and all that stuff. And I'm like, no, you're the one
100%.
That had something to mess up. Don't be lecturing me with your poetry book.
I'd be like, where's the alcohol? Send a bottle of tequila. Let's do this.
Buy my tequila.
Yes.
All right. Coming up, Megan Fox calls her man Machine Gun Kelly self-destructive. And she says that love is once in a lifetime. Aw. Then Jason Momoa is revealing why her absolute he is absolutely terrified of his wife, Lisa Bonet. We have lots to discuss when we come back.
Yes. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Megan Fox is calling her romance with Machine Gun Kelly a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and says their intensity is so powerful, she has no choice but to surrender to it. Wow.
Ooh,
okay. In this month's Nylon magazine, Megan also reveals that she never tries to control him, and instead, it's more what he looks to me to avoid his own self-destructive tendencies. And that's where I'm useful, because on his own and left to his own devices, I don't know how much interest he was in caring for himself.
Okay. Oh.
So those
oh
are
my
some
God.
Strong confessions.
This is very Sid and Nancy of these two. Jesus.
Yes.
Very involved. Okay.
So let's just not forget she's still technically married.
You are the shadiest tree in the forest.
Brian Austin Green. I'm just
You
saying.
Are the shadiest tree in the forest.
Just wanted to make sure we cleared the air so for the full conversation we have the full picture.
My God. I'm not there, but the force field I feel between the two of you this morning, I'm enjoying. Chris,
shady
it was my day
morning.
Yesterday. Don't you worry.
I will say.
I was working security. It's fine. Okay.
I will say, I like a complicated man because it's never boring. I don't like when that person wants to bring the chaos into our relationship. Mm. And I will say, reading between the lines, because I am not coming down on Megan Fox at all, because I think a lot of people have been this person and are probably still this person. But we like a man with complications, so people can tell us, he's such a better person whenever he's with you.
Uh-huh.
You make him the man he's supposed to be.
Yes.
God, you saved him. We love to save a hoe.
Oh, that's so much like pressure, though, saving. I'm not into the complicated. I want somebody just normal and nice and helps me make coffee in the morning. I can't deal with all that. I'm just too old.
Oh,
officially.
I saw Jordan's tacos for you yesterday. They look delicious.
They were so good.
He cooks every night.
I know. That's amazing. So here's the thing. I have a friend who always wanted to date the kind of guy that you felt like you had to save. And you eventually get sick of that pattern, right?
You grow out of it.
You grow out of it. Like, it's fun at first because you're right. There's like a rewarding kind of mothering feeling about that. Like, mm-hmm. you've really brought this out in this person and you've really improved their life. But after a while, it gets draining.
Yes.
Especially if the person is like how she's saying would be self-destructive on his own without her there. I mean, I wish them all the best. It definitely sounds like a fiery, hot love that they have going on. But if he doesn't, if he doesn't level up a little bit, she will get sick of that.
I agree. I think it will implode.
What'd you say?
What's your friend's name? Clarissa?
Your
friend's name's Clarissa?
She's happily married now, so I won't call out her business. But yeah, I think that you do that for a while. And then after a while, you're kind of like, you know what? I want someone I don't have to take care of all the time.
Also, let's not even forget, I mean, she has three children of her own. So I think right now that they're in a really good balance. And I think they really were meant to be together and they love each other. And what you said, Chris, I think is 100% correct. Like, that is a lustful dynamic. These two are having a lot of fun
right now,
but I think he probably is. I mean, look, at the end of the day, he's like, you know, in designer clothes going to every single, he's not like this like grungy rock star, I feel like he was like a few years ago. Like, he's kind of drinking that Kool-Aid right now.
And stable sex is not fun sex. No one likes stable sex.
Okay, well, do wish them all the best. Okay, so don't let Jason Momoa's looks deceive you. The guy's just a big ol' softy. In the December issue of Men's Health, out November 24th, the Game of Thrones star admits Lisa Bonet is the queen of his universe.
Oh.
He says, I may look big and tough, but I'm not. I'm nothing like Khal Drogo. I'm not even the king of my own house. I'm absolutely terrified of my wife.
Good.
Jason goes on to gush about Lisa throughout the entire interview.
It's true, though. Women run the house.
100%, no matter what. I feel like men are always scared by their women. They're always, like, wondering if they're going to be upset about something. At least a good man. If he's not concerned about his woman or how she feels at all, then he's kind of an asshole anyway. So I like that he said this. I think this is very accurate, probably.
100%. I think that women are geniuses when they can tap into that superpower of making a man think they know what they want. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, Carissa did this whole thing, which I admire you for, where you were like, I'm just waiting for Shannon to go pick out an SUV. Meanwhile, you had already incepted his ass, told him what color, trim, and model to get.
He did a great job.
And he did a great job because you made him think he knew what SUV he wanted.
It's very true.
It's hot pink and it's a minivan.
He did a great job. You know
it's
what?
It's very true.
He did it all on his own. I take no credit for it. He did a great job.
But that's what I wish I had, and I don't have that because I am not a lady. But women are really good at doing that, and it's like when they figure it out, when they figure out that men are really simple, we're such a simple species that all you gotta do is try the Jedi mind trick us, and we're gonna go for it.
It's
whenever
true.
You're in a relationship, are you the man of the household or not?
Depends on what that other person needs, because I don't need to feel dominant in my relationships. I don't need to be the one in front all the time. I'm kind of the quiet one in the back if that person needs to be the star.
So you've been both.
You're a shapeshifter.
You gotta be versatile in this world.
What do you prefer?
I prefer to be the one who doesn't pay for anything.
Yeah.
That's my honest to God truth. Just take me along for the ride. If
I'm
you want to do
whatever.
It, you pay for it. Like, that's what I prefer. That's the position I want to be in.
I agree.
Yep.
All right, you guys. Coming up, Beyonce, like you've never seen her before. Is she training for, like, a whole new career here? Then the surprising way Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes are taking their romance to the next level. But is it a good thing? Find out after the break.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to my park. Everyone grab your weights. Today we're going to do some aerobics that keep you thick and smiling. Where's the smile, honey bun? Yeah, baby. Keep it right. To the left.
Oh, this was so cute. That's Beyonce throwing it back to her birth decade, the 80s, with Bayrobics, her new commercial for her fashion line, Ivy Park.
I'd be in a leotard every single day of the week if I look like that. You hear me?
I know.
Y'all be blurring out everything down here.
This thing took commitment, man. I mean, she changes probably 85 times in this one little 3-minute clip.
She also makes about $85 million right. on this line. So yeah, she's definitely doing it.
Yeah, all right.
Good point.
We know how much Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello love being together, but did you know that they're living together with her family? Listen to what Shawn confessed during his interview with Apple Music's Zane Lowe.
I went to Miami and I was living with Camila and her parents and her sister. And yeah. I was in panic for the first week, being like, there's no way I'm going to make an album. And then when I started to settle into like how nice it is to like be in the same place every night, to like have a movie time, to like cook dinner with a family and to do laundry. I know it all sounds really kind of silly, but when you've been touring the world since you were 15 years old, like I don't remember the last time I smelled laundry.
Yeah.
It's a nice smell.
It's a nice smell.
It's a really calming smell.
Oh my gosh. And I thought you were bougie.
First of all, this whole thing, I do very good laundry. I love doing laundry. I really do.
Yeah, well, good. I mean, if you get some of those great fabric softeners, it can smell very nice.
I love it.
Yeah. So bougie.
But
so
love
nice.
It.
I'm glad he's enjoying this time with her family. I mean, she's Cuban. I'm sure the food's delicious.
Oh. By the way, I would live with a Latin family in a minute because the food is bomb.
Yeah.
You know, there's always happy hour, and the mama does everything for the sons.
Right.
So I would be good. Now, a black family, I would not bring my partner to come live with me during the pandemic because you'd have to get up at 7 a.m. to go to church. Everybody has chores, and ain't nobody cooking on Monday through Thursday. So, I don't know.
Shawn was also very open about focusing on self-love. He revealed that he keeps a journal and he writes in it every day and signs it off with, "Love you, man. Always got your back."
Well, that's touching. You know, that is the sweetest thing I've ever heard. I like that. It's true. That's why I like my own Instagram photos, because if you're not going to, I need to support myself. It's the same thing.
Did she say that's why she likes her own Instagram
photos? I need to have a raspberry because I'm feeling faint because of my pregnancy, which you guys have to be nice to me about.
Are those organic?
Oh, of course.
That's really nice. I think I should take a note from Shawn Mendes and do something like that.
Yourself something every morning?
I don't.
Oh my God, I do.
I think I tell myself, "Wake up."
You gotta talk to yourself. You gotta reassure yourself that things are gonna be okay, especially during this pandemic.
I agree.
Like, I tell myself every day, you have a job. People are looking to you for an hour not to cry. So keep it together, hold those tears in until you get home and you're watching Law and Order.
At night, whenever, you know, I do have my grateful time at night.
Yeah.
I don't do it so much in the morning. My brain just takes a little while to think
100%.
Clearly, you know?
The grateful moment's an important moment. That's the one. You might not have to say something necessarily specific to yourself, but I think if you take a moment every day to be grateful, then that's good.
I think that's helpful. All right, still ahead, you guys. Game show week continues. Wayne Brady is here to talk about Let's Make a Deal and the secret to co-parenting with his ex. Plus, we're going to play our own version of the game. So who's going to take home a brand new car?
Yes.
Don't want to miss it.
Give me that Dodge Omnia.
I need a new car. Welcome back to Daily Pop. Our game show week continues with Let's Make a Deal host Wayne Brady. Justin and I talked to him about the show, plus his secret to co-parenting. Take a look. You have been having so much fun on TikTok. We love seeing the dances. So who comes up with more ideas, you or your daughter?
It's her mom. My ex-wife and I, we kind of come up with the ideas, and the choreography is a collaborative effort. So one day she'll have a good idea about the choreography, I'll have a good idea, and then Miley, her job is as the teenager to go, ugh, these two, that's her job.
So Mandy is the Joe Jackson. She's whipping you into shape on the feet work.
You see, yes, she is the Joe Jackson. Yes, she is the, yes. That's the best image ever.
It's so crazy that you guys are doing this, but I have to ask you, is TikTok dancing the new co-parenting? Is this how you do it?
Well, see, the thing is, we've already had that secret sauce. Miley is almost 18. We've been co-parenting for her entire life. And so we've been divorced since she was about 3. So this is all that she's ever known. So the cool thing about TikTok for us is TikTok has brought our style of co-parenting and our blended family with myself and Miley, Mandy, and Jason, Mandy's boyfriend, to the front and to people's attention.
Your daughter is way too cute. If I were her dad, I'd be cutting her hair in a bob. She'd be wearing glasses. I'd have braces on her until she was 26. You recently had to dudes for sliding in her DM.
If you're a grown-ass man, why are you sending a child a video that would open? And then you lie and try to deny the fact that you sent a video.
The whole bad thing about this thing, and it's not just us, I'm glad that we were able to put that dude on Front Street to make a point. I think that young women, and women in general, social media can be a landmine of idiots and horrible pics. And I think that the respect, something has happened to men and people in general that they feel they can just do whatever the hell they want to on social media. Stay out of women's DMs.
I'm gonna offer you $1,000 to stop playing.
Let's get to Let's Make a Deal. It's coming back to daytime and prime time. How are you guys gonna make it work with all the COVID restrictions? Because I mean, it's a doozy.
I love the challenge. And I think that that's what Let's Make a Deal came up against. Folks are so used to our 200 member audience, rah, rah, screaming loud, throwing babies up, folks backflipping the whole nine. During the pandemic, I started doing a version called Let's Make a Deal at Home. And what I loved about that was the intimacy of the one-on-one. And we can still be funny, but I was able to talk to people. And that's what we're doing with this version. We have 12 people in audience. They are all spaced. And then we have 18 people on big screens in the studio, and they are playing with us in real time. We still can interact with the audience. Jonathan and I are still making fools of ourselves. We're still making up songs and giving cars away. Except now I can just talk to someone for a second and I'm not screaming over 200 people.
Wayne, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's so nice to see both of you. I'm gonna give you both a big socially distanced hug.
Let's Make a Deal airs weekdays on CBS, not just Wednesdays, weekdays. All right, it is time for our own take on Let's Make a Deal. All right, Carissa and Justin, are you ready to play Deal With It? I'm going to offer you guys a prize, and you have to decide if you want to take the offer or deal with whatever's under one of the mystery boxes. So, Justin.
look big enough for your car.
Well, we'll see. Let's make a deal. Would you like to drink this delicious glass of pickle juice or see how lucky you are with one of the boxes? I would think very carefully about this. Don't assume that everything that's under those boxes fits under those boxes.
Okay.
I will say, I'm looking around the room and there's no animal handler, so I'm going to take my chances with this box.
Okay.
Oh my God, a new car!
Yeah. You got a brand new Lamborghini 2020
that'd be a good
Tiffany blue.
For Chase. I need that. Keep that.
She wants it. Okay, Carissa, would you like to take this spicy shot of Fireball and hot sauce or deal with whatever's under the box?
Ooh. Are you guys crazy?
That is...
Fireball.
Let me just... Oh, hell no. No. But I want to open the box.
There might be something under there that you don't want that crawls.
Oh, that's scary.
A brand new house.
A brand new house. Yay!
Oh damn it. All right, Justin.
So cute.
Would you like this Kidz Bop CD... or pick a box? Or do you want to pick a box?
It's going to be hard.
Kidz Bop is good, but...
Because Blinding Lights is on there, Rain on Me is on there, but I'm going to go with the box. I'm feeling adventurous. Everybody, the box.
Let's do the box. Ooh. Get in that box.
What'd you get?
What is this?
All right. right, I have to keep this going.
Chocolate dip insects. Oh my God, they're real.
Eat it. You have to eat one, Justin. But Kristen, while he eats it, I'm going to you.
Okay. I'm lactose intolerant.
Okay. Would you like this iconic Twilight DVD? Wow, we got big stuff. Or deal with what's under the box?
I can just watch E for this, so I'm good with that.
What the hell are you all thinking?
You have to eat it.
There's no way. You eat that.
I'll eat this if you eat that.
These are sardines.
Ew. You guys, that's disgusting.
Oh. Here, Justin, try one.
No.
Just try a little one.
I'm allergic to fish.
Justin's not allergic to fish. He's at Nobu all the time.
Do it. Yeah. Yes.
I like them.
Look.
Oh, my God. All right, last round. This is the last round. Justin, would you like to rock this umbrella hat or see what's in the box?
Damn,
open it.
I do kind of like the umbrella box.
Open it.
Umbrella.
Okay, hold on. Oh, yes!
That's good.
Mustache kit, very exciting. Why don't you put one of those on?
I kind of love it.
You should put that on. Then you can be in, what is it, the band? Cool. I'll think of it. Carissa, would you like to rock this chic bolo tie or take your chances with what's
in the
box?
Take the Dolce & Gabbana bolo.
You know what? No. Rightfully deserved.
That's not fair.
You have to give a queen's wave now. Oh, no, you have to keep it on.
Okay, well, my head is apparently a little too big.
All right, there's no real winners here, I guess. Everyone loses today based on that.
I feel like a winner. I got some fireballs.
You got a crown.
Sardines,
you got a crown.
A crown. House.
Right.
Oh, we got to go. Okay, up next, our first look at Bachelor Matt James, what he's saying about never falling in love. Are we calling it BS on this one? All right, that's next.
You and I have both been interviewed by Justin. I think he's the next big thing. Justin, I'm saying it. And
Justin,
we're going to re-rack the tape
in
a few years.
It's actually
You're welcome.
True.
Let's move to your other favorite show, The Real Housewives.
Ladies, I'm telling you right now, don't you have that one kid that's kind of mischievous, says the wrong things in public, but is always the life of the party and puts a smile on your face?
Yes, I might have been that kid.
I was definitely that kid. And for Andy Cohen, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is that kid.
Don't you love Justin?
We love Justin.
That was so cute. Justin was on the Today Show this morning. Hoda calling you the next big thing.
Oh, my God. How crazy is that?
I mean,
really?
Not that crazy that she's a little slow to figure that out. We figured that out a long time ago.
Oh,
that's
Krista.
Why I gave you my crown and I took this one.
Krista liked that one more.
You know what? The point is I gave him something. Okay, Morgan? So we're going to now look at our... That's cute. I'm really glad that...
That was awesome.
That was an awesome
It was like a bucket list situation. I can just die in peace now.
Oh, they'll have you back. Don't you worry. Okay, now let's get into the first look at the new Bachelor, Matt James. Okay, the 28-year-old will make history as the first Black man looking for love on the show. And if he finds one, it'll be a first for Matt as well. Watch.
Hello.
The women are literally falling for you.
Cheers to falling in love.
You've never been in love?
I have.
My monitor just went out. Okay, so The Bachelor premieres January 4th on ABC.
Look. I am here for Matt James. When he walked out that forest just looking like Lou Ferrigno, look, I just went ham. I also love that there's an above-ground hot tub because nothing says love and lust like an above-ground hot tub. Mm. My only problem is, if you've never had it, how do you know what you're looking for?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Is that wrong of me to ask?
Well, maybe it'll jump out at him like...
like Dale did for Claire?
Yeah, but
that's the goal.
That is the goal, but it is different, though, because she had been in love and she'd been burned, and so you really learn a lot of lessons whenever you've experienced it. I mean, there is something to be said about if you never feel like you've been in love, you may get it wrong, but... You know, he's got like 30 women to choose from and someone will strike his fancy.
So. Yeah, I'm sure.
It'll work out just fine for him no matter what happens. We know that. Okay, so Matt is looking for love, but are Claire and Dale already married? Bachelor Nation needs some answers. Dale posted this photo on Instagram. And if you look closely, it seems like he's wearing a wedding band. Now, Bachelorette fans think the newly engaged couple may have secretly gotten hitched already. We're hearing, though, that they're not married, so maybe it's just a male engagement ring? Mm-hmm. How do we feel about male engagement rings?
I don't love them. I don't know. I think it's kind of random. This kind of screams married to me for some reason. And I really don't like getting involved in these kinds of things with The Bachelor. I don't have the connection. But I just feel like this seems like a married ring. Mm. Like, why would he just randomly start wearing that on that hand?
Because he is 6'5" and he looks like that. And trust me, if I was Claire, my man would be walking around like Michael Myers for a whole year, just with a mask on so nobody could see how fine he was.
I remember that whenever I got engaged, feeling like, why am I marked, but you're not? Like, you know.
You need to see a therapist. You should have saw somebody before you got married if you used the word marked.
Well, you know what I mean? It's like a public display of, like, I'm taken, but the man gets to walk around up until they say I do, not be looking like, you can't see him from afar and see that he's taken.
Oh, you can smell him.
I need the woman to be able to see from a long distance. Oh, he's good. He's done.
He's taken, yeah.
I mean, but at the same time, like, if you're going to change the whole culture of how we do this, then that's going to get complicated. But, I mean, do what you want.
I would do it.
You'd wear one?
I would put one on my man for sure.
Yeah.
1,000.
Yeah.
Along with a chastity belt, along with other things.
The fishing line, everything.
Just wear a big sign that says, I'm taking. Tattoo it on your forehead.
No, you never let people know because then people will want him.
Well, then if they're going to be wearing that, then they'll know.
Oh, you might be right. I got some things to work out before I get engaged. I don't even have a man.
Okay, still ahead, Sarah Michelle Gellar and Shannon Doherty's big fight. The big reason why they're facing off. And up next, a special Harry Potter reunion. What the cast is saying on the 15th anniversary. Stick around.
Harry, you put your name in a goblet of fire.
It's my favorite so far. I think they get better and better each time.
Almost more motivation to do it really, really well.
Yeah, I think they all sort of get better as they go along, and this is definitely, it's got everything really.
So I think there's a lot of effort being put in to make this the best one. And no offense to all the other people who made the other ones.
It was really nice to have, you know, more people involved, and we all got on really well and we had a great time doing it all together. So it's nice, really nice sort of friendships made there.
Ultimately, the moral of all the Harry Potters is hard times, you know, in all of our lives, you just gotta be strong and be brave and be determined to get through it, because that is what Harry always is, basically.
That's a look back at Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Today is the 15-year anniversary of the movie's release.
It's my favorite one out of the whole trilogy. Well, sorry, not trilogy, the whole series.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
It is Transgender Awareness Week, and as allies of the LGBTQ community, we want to help people understand the needs and challenges facing the trans and non-binary community.
Mm-hmm. I had a great conversation with model, actress, and activist Isis King in collaboration with our sponsors, MasterCard and Citi. I am so happy you're here because I would like to talk about the simple things that people can do to help those in the trans and non-binary community feel more comfortable, because I feel like my cis men and women, my friends, my family make the biggest mistakes when it comes to things. The first thing I want to talk about is one of the biggest mistakes I see people make, and that's asking a trans person about their bodies or their medical transition.
Yes. You know, a quick little story. Everyone knows 10 years ago, I had my genital reassignment surgery on a Tyra Banks show. But I remember I was working at a makeup job some years ago. And I remember an older lady coming up to me and saying, oh, I saw you on a Tyra show. Is everything working good? And I kind of froze a little bit. I was like, okay, I know it was public, but I was kind of offended. And I figured she would know better.
Yes.
I didn't know how to take that. I was just so shocked.
Another important thing that I had to educate myself on, even as a gay man, is pronouns. Can you explain why we should always ask what preferred pronouns are?
Sometimes it's not always obvious. It's just something that can make them feel comfortable and affirming. Just by you asking, hey, excuse me, I don't want to be disrespectful and I don't want to be rude. Can you tell me what your preferred pronoun is?
The other thing I notice that people do is they refer to a trans person in the past tense, referring yes. to their past lives. Do people still do that, and why shouldn't people do it?
For me, it doesn't happen too often because I transition publicly, and I feel like all my professional friends know me as who I am now. But doing something like that can be harmful, not just emotional harmful for the person, but it could be physically harmful for the person to misgender them. Whether you know the person before or after on TV or not, it's not hard to just refer to them as their preferred name.
And speaking of names, I read a stat that 32% of people who have shown someone an ID with a name or a gender that didn't match their true gender reported negative experiences like being denied services, being harassed, or even being attacked.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced this in your life?
I'm so lucky that at 21, I was in a shelter in New York, and I found out about the Sylvia Rivera Law Project, and they helped me change my name so easily. And I was lucky that I lived in New York, right? Because New York and California, where yes. I live at now, they're just so progressive. But most states aren't like that, and most states don't have this support.
So I heard that MasterCard and Citi are helping make this situation a lot easier for trans people. Tell us about what they're doing.
Yes. So MasterCard has just introduced the True Name feature, which is available at Citi. And they are going to allow trans and gender nonconforming people to have their preferred name on their card. They're also hoping that this becomes a new standard, because every single financial institution should also be doing the same thing. It's something so simple, but it's going to be a game changer for so many people.
A game changer it will be. The True Name feature by MasterCard is available now at Citi. Customers can update their first name on eligible Citi-branded credit cards. Now, don't forget those affirming actions that Isis was telling us about. And now, stay tuned for a special message from MasterCard.
All right, it is time for Would You Do It? Okay, let's get started.
Would you take that fireball shot that I put on your desk that you didn't take when we were playing the game?
It's
That's the
fireball.
First would you do
I mean,
it.
I don't understand. Never tequila.
Why you guys give me the biggest shot glass I've ever seen?
It's skinny.
I will drink some of it.
It's skinny.
Woohoo!
Yes! Oh, 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 oh! Oh! Here, you get this back.
With authority.
Right, Krista, that was good. That was good.
I didn't know I was going to do that, but apparently I needed a drink.
Now try to read with it. Now try to read with
my,
it in
my,
your mouth.
My throat's a little... what?
Would you?
Would you do... Would you do what Sarah Michelle Gellar and Shannon Doherty did and de-stress with a bubble suit battle? It looks like Sarah's dog Bowie would not, because he ended up deflating her suit.
That was me at the beginning of Nightly Pop, okay?
That looks like fun.
Oh my God, I could totally do it. I would literally go and run into somebody all day.
That looks hilarious. Where's your shot? Drink your pickle juice.
Oh, I already had two of them.
He loves his pickle juice. All right, you guys, that's it for us today. I hope you had fun with us. Make sure you come back tomorrow. Before we go, one more nice look at People's Sexiest Man Alive, Michael B. Jordan. Now, if you guys want to go to peopletv.com and check out the sexiest issue, you can check it all out on Friday.
Bought 4 copies already.
Oh my goodness. All right, remember to watch Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30 and join us every weekday at 11 a.m. here on E! If you set your DVR, it makes your life so much easier because you won't miss anything. Morgan, any shots?
No,
take?
I wish. I
What's the one
wish.
Drink you miss the most?
Probably red wine, you know.
She's a wine.
All right, we'll have a shot today. We'll see you all tomorrow. Bye.